Missouri voters will decide this November whether to place term limits on all statewide offices except governor and treasurer, which already have it. While people believe term limits help eliminate career politicians and act as a check on lobbyist influence, KCUR's Lucas Cooney Mertz reports that term limits could do the exact opposite.
Missouri voters love term limits. In 1965, over 72% of Missourians approved term limits for the governor. In 1992, term limits for state legislators passed by an even greater margin. And this year, the vote on a constitutional amendment that would limit the lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and state auditor to 2 terms in office. Currently, the governor and state treasurer are the only 2 statewide positions subject to these limits. Republican State Senator Tony Lutkemeyer from Parkville sponsored the amendment. He says it will bring needed consistency to Missouri's term limits.
But now, every statewide elected official, if it passes, will be treated the same way and will be subject to the same 8-year term limit.
But other lawmakers, such as fellow Republican Senator Ed Emery, take issue with term limits at the state level.
There are some offices that are very well run and that the voters really would prefer, I think, to keep someone in there with the experience.
Emery, who terms out of the Senate at the end of this year, says limits on these statewide positions take away from the value of the office.
When you term limit them, you're imposing potentially an inexperienced person into a place where someone may be doing an excellent job.
But considering how popular term limits have been in the state, University of Central Missouri political scientist Robin Coleman says many Missourians don't believe politicians are doing an excellent job.
This is an ongoing populist sentiment that exists in the state of Missouri, where there's an overarching concern about career politicians and how, you know, they may be tainted by lobbyists.
On the surface, Coleman says term limits in general sound like a surefire way to weaken this connection between politicians and lobbyists. But research shows term limits often make this connection stronger.
And that is essentially because you have newer legislators. These members aren't informed as to the legislative process, right? They lack a lot of institutional experience. And some of them may rely more on the information that lobbyists give. Lobbyists don't go away.
Emery agrees term limits have given lobbyists more influence, recalling an eye-opening conversation he had with one.
He said, "Ed, before term limits, a senator would have never asked me about that issue because they always knew more about the issues than I did. Those of us that are in the legislature now simply don't have the depth of experience."
Lutkemeyer, who is in just his second year of office, disagrees. He says a motivated lawmaker can get things done regardless of term limits.
If you have a legislator who's very driven, somebody who works hard at the process and is really in tune with what their constituents want, you're able to accomplish things really early on in your time in the legislature without having to be there for 20, 30 years.
But Lutkemeyer's amendment only applies to statewide executives, who are typically more experienced and don't write legislation. Still, Emery doesn't see much benefit to term limiting these positions.
I have a hard time envisioning any specific value to that other than possibly just for the voters to know that every 8 years they're going to have to have a new slate of people to vote on.
Coleman is also skeptical. Going through the history of Missouri statewide executives, she notes those who have served more than 2 terms are rare. For example, of the state's past 15 lieutenant governors, only one has served longer than 2 terms.
It seems to me as if this amendment is on the ballot without any prevailing problem associated with it.
Lutkemeyer disagrees. He points to former Governor Jay Nixon's long tenure in more than one office as an example of why this amendment is needed.
You know, Jay Nixon, who is the former Democrat governor of Missouri for 2 terms, immediately prior to that served as the state attorney general. He served for 16 years. He served 4 separate terms. So certainly in very recent history, we've had somebody serve as attorney general for a very lengthy period of time.
The Secretary of State's office, which runs elections, says requests for mail-in ballots must be made by the second Wednesday before Election Day. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lucas Cooney Mertz.